Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The Eureka Police Department is investigating another unexplained death. On Saturday, officers responded to the 1600 block of G Street after receiving a report of a deceased person at the site. Officers found an adult male who had suffered from injuries that were not self-inflicted. And then officers searched the man's apartment and interviewed neighbors at the scene. An autopsy has been scheduled on the body to determine the cause of death, and the name of the victim has not been released yet, pending notification of next of kin. Anyone with information is asked to contact Detective Todd Wilcox at the Eureka Police Department. The Trinity County Sheriff's Department reports that a 20-year-old McKinleyville resident fell from a houseboat on the Trinity Lake Saturday morning and drowned. A group of seven adults were sleeping on the boat south of Cedar Dock when Jaron Bettendorf, who was sleeping on the roof, fell, struck his head, and then fell into the water. At around 3:30 in the morning, members of the sheriff's search and rescue team recovered Bettendorf's body, and an investigation into his death has begun. The Fortuna Police Department conducted another DUI and saturation patrol over the weekend. Officers stopped 25 cars and tested six drivers for signs of being under the influence. Five of those drivers, Ashley Peterson, Nanette Tucker, Justin Byram, Todd Anderson, and James Fulton, were all arrested on suspicion of DUI and their vehicles were towed. The patrols coincided with the final weekend of the Fortuna Rodeo and are a part of the Fortuna Police Department's ongoing traffic safety campaign to remove impaired and dangerous drivers from city streets. One of the drivers arrested by Fortuna police over the weekend was not a driver suspected of being under the influence, but 48-year-old Peter Barrett, who ended up in jail anyway. Barrett was pulled over by a Fortuna police officer on Saturday night, and as the officer approached his car, Barrett sped off, leading police on a one-mile pursuit before then fleeing on foot. Officers, with the assistance of a canine unit, found Barrett hiding in the side yard of a residence, and he was arrested and booked on several charges, including driving on a suspended license, felony evasion, and a probation violation. In another vehicle-related incident from the Fortuna Police Department, officers responded to the Safeway parking lot yesterday afternoon. Multiple witnesses reported that a woman had just run over a man in the parking lot, and when officers arrived on scene, they contacted 20-year-old Jessica Riley, who lives in Cutton. Officers learned that Riley and her boyfriend had been engaged in an argument at a nearby gas station, and the boyfriend then left on foot accompanied by a friend, 20-year-old Marco Alvarez. Riley wasn't willing to let the matter stand and is accused of trying to run over both men in the Safeway parking lot. The boyfriend, whose name has not been released, managed to evade Riley's pickup, but Alvarez did not, and he was struck and knocked down. He was treated and released after suffering moderate injuries, and Riley, who also had her small child in the truck with her, was arrested and booked on several charges, including assault with a deadly weapon and child endangerment. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and put... No, wait. No, I pushed... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical... But... Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
Don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7, 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The County Department of Veterans Affairs has issued a press release warning of a scam that has been targeting veterans. The groups may be illegally charging fees to obtain confidential information, as well as asking veterans to purchase financial or legal services in order to be eligible for veterans' benefits. Federal law governs who may legally represent and assist veterans with their benefits, and those parties must be accredited by the Veterans Administration General Counsel. And those who do so never charge fees when assisting veterans in obtaining benefits they earned while on duty. If you spot a possible scam, please contact Adult Protection Services at the county. Congressman Mike Thompson will hold a telephone town hall meeting on Wednesday night from 7 o'clock until 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. If you would like to participate, contact the Congressman's office, and all constituents of Thompson's district are encouraged to take part. Earthquakes under the ocean may have caught your attention over the weekend. On Saturday, a 5.1 magnitude, followed 4 hours later by a 5.2, occurred near each other, about 67 miles west of Petrolia and 78 miles west-southwest of Eureka. No damage has been reported. And that's the news on this Monday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.